I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Big story in technology today has to do with Google. The search giant debuted Google Instant. Just start typing in a word at google.com, and it guesses what you're looking for, and it begins to display results. No need to click a search button. Saves you a few seconds. Google Instant works best on newer browsers. Only works if you're signed into your Google account, and you can turn it off if you don't like it. New developments in who gets to see your cell phone information. A federal appeals court in Pennsylvania ruled that judges may demand a warrant from investigators who try to obtain location information from cell phones, where you were when you made a call. All requests to view these records already go through a judge. The difference here is that the judge can now choose to make lawyers prove they have probable cause to believe the data is relevant to a criminal investigation. Al Guderi is a partner at the Seattle law firm of Perkins Coie. He specializes in privacy issues. Al, what records are we talking about?
Well, every time you make a call, your location is part of a record that a cell phone provider keeps. And looking back over 3 or 4 months, law enforcement can determine basically a lot about your movements looking at those historical records. Now, a cell tower is a 360-degree look at where you are at any given time, but through triangulation and careful analysis, you can determine a lot of probability about where you are when you make a call, particularly when you look at the time and who you're calling as well. So it's a lot of rich data.
And who's been trying to get these records?
Well, they're really useful. I mean, predominantly law enforcement uses them in drug investigations. They are often used by defense lawyers to disprove that their particular client was in the vicinity of a particular incident. We've seen them used to track fugitives, to find bail bond jumpers. Once people understand what the records contain and how useful they may be, it's amazing how creative those agencies are in using them.
Al Guderi. So now those records that everyone wants could be harder to get. Jim Dempsey is with the Center for Democracy and Technology, a privacy advocacy group. He says the case came down to how the feds and the judge viewed your cell phone privacy.
Well, the government basically said, you know, anybody who uses a cell phone ought to know that they could be tracked at any time, any place. And you sort of voluntarily use a cell phone, and therefore you have no privacy. And What's significant about this case is the court rejected that theory. The court here said, no, we don't really think that people assume they're being tracked whenever they have their cell phone with them.
Let's talk a little bit about the act that oversees a lot of these issues, because this is all being governed by an act that was passed in 1986. Tell us what that says.
That's right. This is the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which was adopted by Congress. Back in 1986, it wasn't even clear that the content of a cell phone was protected. You send it over the airwaves, and do you really have a privacy interest in your cell phone calls? Rather than waiting for the courts to answer some of those questions, Congress adopted this law, and it was a good law, quite forward-looking for the time. But nobody in 1986 focused on the tracking potential of cell phones, and the statute just flat out does not address the question.
That's Jim Dempsey. He says all sides in this case want to see that 1986 law updated. A number of hearings have already taken place in Washington. More coming up later this month. We'll let you know what happens. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, we're online at home, at work, on airplanes, even our cars.
Yes, unless you're the driver.
Well, that's changing too. Bloomberg reports that General Motors is working on an update of the OnStar system. Soon, they say, you'll be able to update Facebook as you drive.
Ugh.
Not through typing, but through voice recognition. The system would also be able to read your Facebook newsfeed aloud as you drive.
So I get to hear a robot voice tell me what my friend from fourth grade had for lunch as I drive.
And then when you crash, you'll have that roadside assistance.
Technology.
Technology.
You can find us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.